The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hello, everyone. This is MonaLisa32, also known as Alyssa. And today is day number two, or AMA number two, part two. I don't know how many parts there are going to be yet. I'm just going with the flow. So today we will start with a question from BlueFox109. What audio of the ones you've done most clearly reflects a real life fantasy of yours? It's the collab that I did with My Dirty Secret called Make Me Forget Him Tonight. We wrote that together based on a fantasy that I had at the time. It's a cheating fantasy. Yeah, I mean, those cheating fantasies. Is there anything sexually you'd consider doing now that before GWA you would have never entertained? Yes. Like, actually, there's so much. Pre-GWA, there's a lot I didn't know. I didn't really watch porn. Because I was like, eh, you know. And then I didn't know there were so many, like, specific categories. Like, I've heard of, like, I think it's Rule 34 or something where, like, if you can think of it, like, there's a porn for it. I've heard of that, but I've never like watched it, or like, I always thought like, oh, those porn websites, they're going to give me a virus. So I've never like really gone to them. So pre-GWA, I didn't really watch it. And even now I really don't watch it. I mean, I'll watch it if somebody sends me a link, like, of something that I was self-conscious about performing, and I didn't really know how to portray that. Like, I would ask for help and I would get a link to porn, and then I would be able to see like how it's performed. And so, it kind of like informed me of maybe the authentic sound it should make. So like, I guess, one of them was anal. I mean, gosh, like, there's so much anal. Like, there's, like, on Reddit, there's, like, so much anal. Like, everybody, I mean, it seems like it's amazing. So, I've never really had a thing for that. I mean, but I'd be willing to try it. Actually, there's a lot of things I'd be willing to try. I was gonna say, I don't know if I should elaborate, but you probably want me to elaborate. Just anal stuff. I didn't know about, I mean, I kind of knew about the prostate orgasm from This American Pie, but I never knew what that looked like. And I stumbled upon the subreddit, like, r/comefromanal, and oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I was like, couldn't stop looking, you know, like, so pegging is something I never would have considered or thought about. Like, some of the positions I didn't know about prone bone, or mating press. And I didn't, sorry, I'm getting a lot of messages. Hold on. Okay, so I'm back. I forgot what I was talking about. So, I think a lot of the stuff I would try would be with somebody that is open or would want to try that or would want me to try that with them. Okay. The next question is, you've entered a contest where the first person to masturbate and come from a completely cold start wins $1 million. Describe how and what you'd do to give it your very best shot. In other words, how you'd get yourself to come as quickly as you can. I'd have to say the big dildo, and the evidence is the 3-word challenge. I think that was the fastest. I think my recording was, the total recording was 3 minutes and 33 seconds. So that means I just came really fast because, yeah. Anyway, it must be less than 3 minutes and 33 seconds because I had to explain the rules in the beginning. I wonder if anyone clocked how long that actually was. Next question. Do you ever go commando? No. I don't because I don't like the feeling of messy. Have you ever considered posting sexy videos and not just sexy audios? No, I don't want to post any videos. How tall are you? And do you like being that height? I'm like 5'3", and yes. Sometimes I wish I was taller, like 5'7". But I'm fine with my height. Do you prefer vacations at the beach or in the mountains or in the city? This is a no-brainer for me. It's the mountains, hands down. I love trees. I love trees. So, mountains. Would you consider yourself a religious person? I am not religious, but I'm spiritual. I believe in all that shit. But I don't pray and stuff like that. Not unless I'm scared. Are you a sports fan? If so, what sport or sports are your favorites? Only tennis. I will watch any good game, like football, basketball, soccer. But I really like a good game. So I like it where, like, maybe there's an underdog, or maybe, like, there's a lot of, like, tension and between the two players. Like, they have a history of, like, constantly, like, beating each other. Like, I like that. Do you speak any other languages? Yes, but not fluently. Okay. I don't know if this is Shaolin XZ, XOLINXZ. Do you like come play? If so, where is your favorite place to have a man? For a man to come. Yes, my favorite place is inside my pussy. Other than that, like, I think on my tits, which I haven't done. Next question. What is your favorite sci-fi fantasy movie? The Neverending Story. I'm going to go old school in this one, The Neverending Story, because I think it was like one of my first favorite movies. Can you describe your body to us in detail? It's nice to imagine a sexy visual with your audios. No. And only because, like, I don't want to give you any visuals because then it's going to change the way you listen. Nothing about what I look like at all. You just get to hear the sound of my voice and whatever the audio says or the script says. The last thing is, you're amazing. Have you ever masturbated in a public place? Yes. you probably want to know where. But I guess he didn't ask that, so I'm not going to divulge. All right. Glum. Don't get mad at me about that. Glum Crumb asks, he posted another, sent in another one. The more I listen to GWA, the more I think I'd like to try my hand at script writing. Do you have any tips or suggestions? I suggest that you write as much detail as you can from one perspective or one point of view that, paints the entire picture. Only because if you don't, then it's not going to be, I think the nice thing about a lot of the writers, like, they're really good at painting a picture with their words and using like one voice to give you that feeling, and then also like give you like imagery, right? So, you know, like some of the things, like if you can write in like even sound effects, like elevator ding or whatever, like those kind of details make an audio better. So you think about, like, you know, when you write, think about the details that you want included in there, like to paint the environment and what you want to hear, because you're not like communicating through words, you're communicating through audio. So you have to think like that. I think that's, I'm not a writer. And then make sure that the story is like interesting, like, you know, like you have something like a goal or whatever in there, like whether it's like, you know, you want a lot of dirty talk or whatever, you want to like have like a theme, or I like it when there's at least three examples or three events, like, so like in the best man script, like there was like the part where they slept together at the wedding, on the wedding day, right? And then there was the part where like he was masturbating in the bedroom, and then, oh, I forgot the kitchen scene. And then the last one was he was masturbating in the bedroom. So there's like three scenes in one audio. I kind of like that. But my audios tend to be a little bit longer too, which I don't mind. I think it still makes them good. Let's see. All right. I know the following are probably too personal to answer, but it is an Ask Me Anything, so I figured I'd just throw them out there. Do you come from a religious background? If so, are you still religious? There are a couple of tiny clues that could possibly indicate that, and it makes me curious. Okay, so I did come from a religious background. I was not really, but like my mom is Catholic and my dad is, I don't want to say, if I say you might know. So my dad is another religion, and I don't, so I have, so the problem is like I grew up like, and I went to school in a Christian school. So I grew up developing my own ideas about religion and how, you know, like basically like you're a good person, good things will happen to you. I think at a young age, like I remember believing that if I did something wrong, that like something bad would happen to me, which I know now is called karma. But I remember I broke something that was given to me by my grandma, and I just knew like, I was not that I was going to get in trouble, but that something bad was going to happen to me. And it did. And I don't remember what it was, but then ever since then, I've always believed that. So, now, I mean, I believe in karma. I believe in like past lives, that, you know, the people that you interact with are ones, like, not just interact, but like the people that mean more to you than just an acquaintance, those people you probably knew in the past life. Like, I totally believe that. And I don't know what religion that is. I mean, I think there are quite a few religions that believe in the past life, but definitely not Catholicism. Like, that is not Catholic, and it's not Christian. But like, I believe that, you know, even babies, right? Babies who are totally innocent, they don't know anything. Babies have like different personalities, you know, siblings, like they came from the same genetics, but why is one kid like really hyper and, you know, like really outgoing, and then another kid is very introverted? I think it has to do with like their past lives. Who knows? I mean, whatever, I could be wrong. But yeah, it's totally not Catholic, which is what my mom was. Let's see. Am I still religious? So I'm not religious. So I'm just spiritual, as I said before. But when I get scared, I will pray the rosary. Because I believe that praying, and especially the rosary, is meditation. It's a form of meditation, which meditation is very strong. I think, like, I feel like people that meditate, they can, I don't know if I read it or something, but like, I think like Tibetan Buddhists like used to travel by meditation or like, I don't know. I think I saw that somewhere or read it. And I just thought like, wouldn't it be so cool to be able to do that? Like to just, you know, travel through your mind. And so, when I was younger, I would like meditate, not very long, because I felt like it took forever, but I would meditate sometimes. And then I learned that prayer is similar to meditation because it's like a repetition. So you kind of go into a zone. And like, I think also like when you put good intentions out there, good things come back, which is similar to like energy. Oh God, I'm going like all over the place. I hope you guys don't think I'm crazy. But yeah, I kind of believe in that stuff. But mostly positive, like not really negative. But I still believe in like, if you do something bad, like bad things will happen to you, which is why I'm like, so I would say that like karma and the fear of like bad things happening in my life or in my next life are what's keeping me better than not. Let's see. If your husband found out about your audio habits and demanded you delete the whole account, would you do it? So I would say I wouldn't delete my whole account. I've always kept the RambleFaps on private, but I couldn't even delete some of them because when I originally started, there was like a whole thing with Soundgasm, and then I couldn't log into my old account, the original Soundgasm account, which have a lot of orgasms on there that are private. So I can't even get rid of those. I mean, if anything, I guess I could delete the post, but I don't plan to do that. They were mine to give away. I intended to give them away when I created them. So I don't plan to remove them. Okay, P.S. Love your uncut cock content. Representation matters. I think I only did one. But, I mean, if you guys like that, I guess I could do another one. We'll see. So you are just fucking amazing. I'm finding myself compulsively checking to see if you posted any updates several times a day, like some kind of teenage boy with a crush. And it's been a couple of decades since I had one of those. All right, thank you. Okay, Ranger 99 says, what makes you start doing not safe for work audios instead of normal vanilla audios? I don't know. I could do normal vanilla audios. They're just not as fun, but I don't mind doing them. If they're a good story, I would totally do it. Actually, there was one user that commissioned me to read stories for him from like Lush Stories or Literotica, but I could never post them because they were like on those sites, and it was always hard to get permission from the writer. So I would just record it for him, and they were great. They were not safe for work, but I miss doing them, and I enjoyed doing them. I really like reading stories, actually. Next question. You were the first person I know besides me that got Switch as their first on the BDSM test. You're incredible. We can feel the passion you put in your audios, and it makes them sexier and immersive. Congrats, and keep doing what you're doing. Interesting on the Switch. I didn't, you know, the funny thing is like, I didn't even know what a Switch was before. And then, you know, I took the BDSM test, and then after I started doing audio, like, I took it again, and now I'm 100% Switch, which is funny. I think the first time I did FDOM, I was really nervous about it because I was like, I don't know how to do this. And I needed to like kind of practice and go over the lines. Even the first time I did a script, it was like I was really nervous about it. That's why I started with ramble faps and reading stories to get my feet wet. Okay. All Ears and Smiles asks, would you say that GWA has changed your life or the way you deal with your own sexuality in other or the way you think about sexuality in general? If yes, in what ways? GWA has changed my life and the way I deal with my own sexuality. And the way I deal with sex in general or think about it. So I am, GWA has made me realize that, I've always been an open person, but, being able to explore concepts and, scenarios in audio makes me feel more comfortable in trying out those different things, in real life. I haven't done that yet, but that's just one of the ways that it's changed. And then also I feel that, I guess I've been told I have a really high libido, by my husband. I feel like, and I don't know if it's high. I mean, I guess maybe it is high. I just feel that there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with being sexual or having this interest or, having these questions or being curious or, looking into things because you have an interest in them. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Okay. And because of that, I don't kink shame. If you're interested in something, tell me about it. Why do you like that? I think most recently somebody told me about, I think water sports. Well, I've heard of that before. But I haven't tried it. It's not something that I'd be into, but I wouldn't say no. I don't know. I don't know what I don't know, right? I haven't tried it. So what has changed since your last AMA? I don't remember, to be honest. Just the number of followers, I guess. And then also, I think I used to be very, responsive. And I found that, I turned off my chat. And it's just, some people are, a little bit presumptuous when they message me. So that's why I've turned it off. I don't know if I'm going to turn it back on. I'm still thinking about it. How do you explain your special interest in kinks, subgenres? Example, cheating, cuckolding, incest, DD and LG. Oh, debt. I don't know what that stands for. Functional to yourself. Do you think it's mostly random that people are into, or if yes, why or why not? Let's see. The cheating one. The cheating one, it's just it's just because it's taboo. Same with incest. Cuckolding. The first time I remember seeing the first time I saw porn on Reddit. This is pre GWA. I was like, oh my God, it's so mean. Why is this girl having sex with this guy and taking pictures and then sending pictures to the boyfriend? How could he be okay with that? And then I found out it was a kink. Let's see. And then the role playing is interesting, right? I like it. Saying daddy is really hot. I didn't think that I would like it before because I was just okay, I have a dad, this is weird, but, being submissive, on those audios and saying daddy is actually really hot, dirty talk. And then I love the functional kink. It's my job. I have to be a professional, but I can't help it because the desire is there and it's so great that I'm really crossing the line and crossing my, going against what I believe in, which is really hot. So my thing about incest is, it's not that it's not the incest itself. It's the fact that these two people are not supposed to be together, but the desire for each other is so great that they throw that out the window. So it's that. Like, I personally don't want incest, but that's what I find hot about it. So, like, that's why I really like the functional kinks, because, you know, you're supposed to be this professional and you're supposed to be, you know, doing your job, but you can't help getting turned on, like stroking that guy's cock, because you're his nurse and you obviously see that he's like getting hard, right? Yeah. And then when I do audios, this is extra, you didn't ask this, but when I do audios, like, I'm totally imagining what is happening. I'm totally in that space. So that's why sometimes I go a little long on like blowjob sounds or whatever, because I'm totally like in that space, like that headspace of what it would be like to do that live. All right, number four. I don't think I numbered these, but he numbered them. Are there any new kinks, subgenres that have piqued your curiosity lately? So lately, I would say the free use thing. I don't know. I've never done that, but I don't know if that's a kink. But maybe that's new, I guess. I never considered it before, really. I always thought of it like consent, non-consent, like you wear like something that tells the other person that it's okay to have sex anywhere or anytime. But that concept of free use is kind of new. What's the most challenging part of making the audio for you? Just sounding real. Just making sure that I don't sound like it's not real. And sometimes, like, I think I listen to my voice and I'm like, ew, I don't like the way that sounds. And I have to like constantly re-record because it sounds funny. Like, it doesn't sound right. Like, I'm not in the right headspace. Number six, are you happy with the number of purchases of your first commercial audio so far? What kind of experiences have you had with offering paid content for the first time? That first commercial audio, like, there aren't that many sales on it. And I was just trying it out, just to see how it would do. And actually, I think I'm going to release it like for free soon because it's Lent, which is really naughty. What kind of experiences have you had with other offering paid content? So this is the first paid content that I've done as far as like audio goes. So, that's the only experience I've had. I've never done it before, like no audio or whatever. I don't know if I'm going to do it again just because, like, I think a lot of people don't want to pay. But I feel like if you want to support, you know, like you'll just buy the audio anyway, because you want to, like, I just felt like, you know, all those people that would buy me a coffee, you can get the audio, you know, like if you buy me coffee, you can get the, which I guess is kind of like a OnlyFans or Patreon, but, you know, and the audio is really hot. So you'll want to listen when I release that. Okay. Number seven, knowing that you love statistics, how many pictures did you receive from people, solicited and unsolicited, and which parts of the body show the picture, which parts of the body show these pictures? Approximate breakdown, please. I don't know. I would say, you're talking about like, okay, so I guess guys, there's only like, I mean, there's either the body, or there's the dick or the penis, there's the face, right? I don't know what the percentage breakdown is. I don't get that many. And one guy would send me clothed pics because, like, he was a good dresser. So I was like, oh, send me a picture of your outfit. So, I mean, I don't know what the percentage breakdown is, but I would say majority is like, okay, let me guess. I would say dick pics is probably like maybe 85%. And then like 10% face, and then 5% like the whole body, I guess. Maybe that would be the breakdown. But I didn't get that many, so I can't even tell you. Oh, there was cum too. I guess people for the PNN, they did send cum pictures. So I guess cum would be in there. Maybe reduce the dick pic amount to like 75. So 75, and then make it 10% for the cum pics. Okay, number 8. Have you had any unpleasant experiences with GWA users to the point where you had to block them? Yes. I don't want to talk about it. Number 9. Do you often work from home? Yes. Number 10. What are your 3 favorite books of all time? Oh, geez. Of all time. The Handmaid's Tale. Time Traveler's Wife. And The Fountainhead. I don't know if you guys have read those books. Let's see. Number 11. Would you mind sharing your Spotify playlist with us or creating one for us? I was going to do that, but I guess it shows my picture on there. So, no. And my Spotify playlist, which is fucking awesome. I have like 21 playlists, actually. The one that I use the most, I started creating that music thread.